These requirements are already in effect. One of them took effect in March. One of them took effect in April. So since this spring, these requirements have been in place for all Ohioans claiming unemployment compensation. The other thing that's important to keep in mind is that these are federal requirements. They were enacted as part of the Middle Class Tax Relief Act that was passed and signed in February, okay, and is federally mandated to implement these. The two requirements are this. All Ohioans claiming unemployment compensation must now report to employer contacts each time they file a weekly claim.
Okay.
And here's how that's different. Previously, it was required that unemployment compensation claimants make two employer contacts a week, but they kept a record themselves. And then here at Job and Family Services, we occasionally pulled a random pool of people and did a random audit to make sure that people were actively seeking work. The change is that they now must report that with their weekly claim. The second requirement is that as people near the end of their federal unemployment compensation, so these are people who have been unemployed for more than 26 weeks, as they near the end of their federal unemployment compensation, they must attend what we call a reemployment session. And it's a face-to-face meeting at their one-stop employment center. There's at least one in every county. And it's an opportunity for them to get, if they haven't already, to get a great sense of the job search assistance and the job training assistance that we offer through Job and Family Services and our local partners.
The first part of the measure addresses making sure people are looking for work. Is there a burnout period when people are just too discouraged to look for a job or they become too picky?
Discouraged workers, which we hear a lot about in the media, that's certainly a reality. But those are not people claiming unemployment compensation. You are required to be actively seeking work in order to be eligible for unemployment compensation. And in weeks where someone does not make at least two employer contacts, they will not be eligible for a benefit.
The second requirement is that people attend reemployment counseling. What will they learn in those reemployment counseling sessions?
They will learn about job search and job training assistance that is available through Job and Family Services and our network of one-stop centers around the state. All you may need is to have your cover letter proofread, your resume updated, and maybe a quick tutorial on how to apply for jobs online, because the last time you applied for a job, it was all mailing your resume and
Right. And
it wasn't all done online. That might be all that you need. On the other hand, you might need information about job training programs that are available, opportunities to learn a new skill. You might need some more intensive retraining or some more intensive job search assistance. And one-stop employment centers are set up to deal with a wide variety of people. They have specific programs for veterans. They have specific programs for young adults. And the idea is that they can help you tailor a job search and job training curriculum that's exactly right for you and that will best help you get back to work.
You can find out how to get in touch with the Ohio Department of Jobs and Family Services on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Ben Johnson, thank you.
Not a problem.